has a mind of its own. Imagine that you are actually two things, a personality who has likes, dislikes, desires, and dreams. But inside your body there is also a machine, your brain, that processes commands and acts on those likes, dislikes, desires, and dreams. It fights you all the time, and it usually wins. Why can't the two of you see eye to eye? Why do we have battles over controlling our own behavior? And why are these battles so hard to win? Are cats and dogs obsessed with fighting addictions, controlling their weight, and remaining faithful to their mates? Do chimpanzees regularly resolve to be less selfish? In a creepy campfire legend, a babysitter alone in a house receives increasingly menacing phone calls. Terrified, she contacts the police, who put a tap on her phone. After the boogeyman calls again, the cops frantically phone her, screaming, "We've traced the call. It's coming from inside the house. Get out!" Similarly, the source of our self-control problems lies within us, in our genes. But we can't get out or leave them behind. Manipulative media, greedy businesses, and even our friends and family play roles in nurturing our demons. Still, most of our self-control problems stem from our impulses to do things that are bad for us or for those whom we love. A visit to any bookstore reveals the nature of our struggles. Glancing at the bestsellers, we can see what's on people's minds. There are dozens of books on finding love, losing weight, and creating wealth. Conspicuously absent are a host of other topics. Where are the books entitled, How to Build a Bigger Beer Gut, 10 Steps to Frivolous Spending, or Nurturing the Infidel Within? Why do some behaviors come so naturally, while others require so much effort? It's because our genes predispose us to certain failings. Every day, we see headlines heralding discoveries of the gene for alcoholism or the genes of aging. These reports make an obvious point. Human biology and disease are influenced in important ways by our genes. The Human Genome Project, which will soon determine the sequence of every stretch of DNA in the human body, is a revolution in the making. With each passing week, scientists unearth the genetic roots of more and more diseases, and the promise of future cures grows stronger. But genetic effects are far more pervasive than these articles suggest. Even in areas where we feel that we act purely of our own free will, our dramas are played out on a genetic stage. Over the last few decades, scientists have learned a great deal about the structure of this stage, and our learning will accelerate with the forthcoming genomic advances. Throughout Mean Genes, we explore what we know about these genetic influences and what they mean for our daily lives. Let us entice you with one example. What is beauty, and who sets the standards? It's a complex question, and many before us have tried to answer it. Some have suggested that beauty is mysterious or divine, incapable of comprehension by mere mortals. Others believe that beauty is defined by the society we live in. Whatever the fashion industry deems attractive is considered beautiful by the public at large. But if this were true, if beauty were truly governed by fads or trends, wouldn't every culture have its own definition of beauty? This is not the case. Careful observation of human symmetry shows us why. The two halves of our body mirror each other. Our right hand, for example, is structured exactly like our left hand. The mirroring is not perfect, though, and each of us is aware of our minor deviations from complete symmetry. One ear may be a bit lower, one breast slightly larger, etc. We find symmetrical people beautiful, even if they are not classically attractive. In scientific studies, both women and men show a clear and dramatic preference for symmetrical partners over more lopsided lovers. Furthermore, women who recorded details of their sex lives revealed an interesting pattern. They were much more likely to reach orgasm and more likely to become pregnant during intercourse with symmetrical men. The symmetry data are more than just a tantalizing tale. Across the animal kingdom,